Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Thanks so much for joining me today. This is Robert J. You're tuning into the Your Radio promo. I'm just doing a test run once again today, just working out the kinks here and there, just to get used to our what we're doing on a daily basis. Our debut is going to be sometime in November. Hopefully, looking right now, it's slated for November 2nd. That's the target date for getting this thing started. And like we still haven't decided at this point to do a daily show or a weekly show. It's looking good right now to possibly do a daily show at least 3 or 4 times a week. But we'll see what happens. But just want to test the waters here and see how things are going as far as the system working properly. So if you're tuning in, I do appreciate you taking the time out today to check us out. You can check out our website, of course, at viralvoiceovers.com. That's plural. Actually, I even have it singular as well, but viralvoiceovers.com or viralvoiceover.com. You can see pretty much what we're doing. That website recently has been updated. I got a few more things to work on that as well before our launch date, the beginning of November. Pretty much, for the most part, if you're tuning in today, the whole premise of starting this back up again is just to reach out to folks who have either been online for a while, maybe they're in their own business, and we wanted to reach out to folks that can use the proper assistance and help to make them and help them succeed. If you're a newbie, newbies are probably an outdated word by now. A new person, if you're online and you want to start your own business with online marketing, there's so much information out there. It's amazing. So much more than what the myself or many had early on, but there is great information from many people out there, many sources. You can Google a lot of stuff. That's I tell people now, it's an everyday term. If you have a question, just Google it. Myself, every daily basis, if I have a question, I go Google it. But for the most part, it's really important to do something on a daily basis to stay consistent with what you're working on. And most times with a habit, when you reform a habit, you get rid of a bad habit. It's just something doing it on a daily basis, even like me doing these shows. This is the fourth day in a row I'm actually doing one. Like I said, I am just basically in a test mode right now. But we're looking at just making everything perfect, and nothing's perfect, of course, but making it the most professional, best show we can possibly do. And I highly recommend you tuning in, of course, to my show and also taking, you know, the advice of other people out there who have made it, who have been successful. That's the only way leadership is developed, is leaders following other leaders until they become a leader themselves. There's nothing wrong with being a follower for a little while. You just don't want to remain in that mode forever. You don't want to be a backseater. You want to be a frontseater. If you're going to do something in your life, become a frontseater. That is the most important thing. I heard that speech years ago in one of my companies, and it really hit home. And my whole life has basically been, not my whole life, but pretty much every time I go to an event or whatever, yeah, I've got shyness. Who isn't shy? But, yeah, shyness is most times has kept me broke, and that's got me nowhere where I could have met the right person, maybe the right, you know, been at the right place at the right time. But most people that have sit up in the front part of the room, unless it's really crowded and they get to an event, yeah, it's, you end up deliberately sitting in the back there hiding. Well, why hide? Be proud. Have pride, don't hide. That's what I say. And, you know, get up in the front. Take notes. If you can't write, take mental notes. We have a great system now. For instance, I use Evernote. I love Evernote. I pull it up on my phone and take notes on the phone. You can even speak to the phone. It's amazing how it'll record your voice instantly, and you'll have that information right on your device for later later review. Once again, this is Robert J, and we're just, like I said, we're just doing a test just to see how things are working out with the Blog Talk radio system. Love this whole platform. We do appreciate you tuning in today, and just let us know if you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show. Hold on 1 second, please. Okay, just adjusting some things here. But for the most part, I'm not going to keep rambling on. not a whole lot to talk about today. Today, of course, date is October 22nd, 2015. We've got a day after the Back to the Future date has come and passed, so a lot of great things were slated to happen. Actually, that's just that's pretty much a myth. But think of it as every day, every single day, something great is slated to happen. It only is up to you to make the difference, to make it happen, to make it work, to go the next step, go the extra mile in order to see your success through what you want. There I go with my By the way, I do apologize for my I'm working on that too. That's the reason why we're doing these programs. A lot of these programs you may not actually hear next week because they most likely will be deleted. But for the most part, since I am rambling on, I might as well talk about different things and make your time worth your while. I definitely could give you a couple of tips if you're still listening at this point. You may want to get a pen and paper. Like I said, if you can get Evernote, that will be a great thing to take down this information. I started on the internet, I went to college back in, I'm dating myself here, back in the 80s, got a degree, and at the time they had it slated differently, and I had no idea until probably years later. In all essence, I did go to college, I did get a degree in programming, computer programming, and my minor was in accounting. Accounting is not really one of my favorite suits, but for the most part, I passed all my classes, did very well, I made a dean's list, I did great in school, and I had a great teacher as far as my computer training, my programming training. I actually was taught in COBOL, Fortran, and as well as BASIC, and it was pretty exciting. Before that, I actually taken a class with my dad and learned about the binary code. I'm not sure if you're familiar or not with the binary code. Binary code is literally made up of two numbers, 0 and 1. Every single thing that actually makes the computer process for years, since day one, is coded. And it's coded, yeah, you may see HTML and looks like jibber jabber and it's just a bunch of different symbols, upside down, left, right. You obviously can't read most of it. The human eye can't read most of it. The brain probably is definitely reading it. But the 0-1 is actually written in every single computer software, hardware, I should say. And that's what actually makes the system run. It's the binary. And if you've never heard this before, but binary is actually what makes it roll. If your name is Bob, let's say, the way that Bob would be spelled out this is this hypothetical, so I'm not know for sure, but it could be 01100001001. However it is, the binary code, that's how the code is written. And 01, had I taken a little more seriously when I first went to school for computers, who knows, my life would have been probably a whole lot different, I would imagine. Had I known what the future was bringing, had we had two people in the west part of our country, western part of our country, the U.S., working on the Apple, Microsoft, those guys are, and there's other people as well, that Michael Dell, for example, were working on some phenomenal things. Games is an example. Play the video games on your TV at home. Of course, Nintendo is popular, but before that it was Atari, and before that it was a Commodore VIC 20, Commodore 64. I can go on and on, and probably a lot of our shows will come around with this stuff. A lot of this stuff is not really, it has nothing to do with making your computer work today or making you successful today online. And you really don't need to know how it works as far as the computer, turning it on and all, just as long as you know it does work. I just wanted to share with you the pioneers of our industry, what they were able to do and how they were able to succeed and as far as making it what we call user-friendly. And it really is amazing how anybody can get online now and pretty much within a couple of hours be surfing the web and advertising and promoting, writing blogs, recording, you name it. The list is endless. 20, 30 years ago, it wasn't like that. You had to write a whole entire code in order to make it say your name or say hello. So we've come a long way. And thanks to the folks at those companies I mentioned, Apple, Microsoft, and they're just a couple. So many more that every single day or every year, every 6 months, every 3 months, you hear about something new coming out with all these new apps and stuff and all the communication devices we have available to us now. I read an article back in the early 2000s as I was waiting at the doctor's office for my daughter's appointment, and I remember distinctly, like, just picture the article right now, how they were talking about the phone companies, the cell phone companies, how they were talking about how can we get the cell phones or, you know, keep the computer information on the phones. Of course, shortly after that, we had the iPhones that came out and the smartphones and the tablets. And, you know, everything in life, timing is everything, that's for sure. With myself personally, you know, I just started having kids and raising a family, and at that particular time, I believe I was very from one job to another. I was an internet marketer at heart, a network marketer at heart. However, I just wanted to provide for my family, so the stress was there, and to go get a job, get back to work and stuff. And I had the finances, or maybe the time, or maybe a little more direction. Most likely I would have delved into focusing more on those avenues, because my goodness, people made millions of dollars. We're able to get their name out there as far as instructors. And see, the thing of it is, I've lived through all that stuff, and it's not a woe is me phone call or a radio show today. However, I would say that in retrospect, and it actually was not a bad thing, because the experience and the talents that I've accomplished and acquired, and the people I've met, the contacts I've made through this time, were actually well worth it for me, you know, in hindsight. After looking back at it, I was like, gosh, I wish I was involved with when the iPhone first came out, or when they first released the iMac, or gosh, I wish I actually had a good computer in the early 1990s when the internet was first breaking out. I actually was involved with the internet myself right pretty much in the beginning. I didn't have even have a computer per se, but I didn't even have an email address. But what I did have was I was marketing a product offline, and the leads I was getting was leads that were online. They were responding through email. And the next thing you know, by doing that, I actually was able to accomplish an international business, and I had contacts in Guam, which is a U.S. territory. And to this day, we're very good friends, and we did work business together. I did trainings via phone call, via the phones, but we also were able to communicate through email later on. And by having the leads out there that I paid for, that I accomplished through the internet, every one of those people that I did call, it was like, you know, good old fashioned sales, picking up the telephone, making the phone call. However, the leads came off of the internet. Had I had a computer and was plugged into the internet more, sure, maybe I would have blossomed a little bit further. The thing of it is, though, the contacts I made, even to this day, I'm still in touch with some of those people. And we still work together time and again with other things. Anyway, this is Robert J. We're just rambling on today, testing out the Blog Talk Radio. They've come a long way. They actually probably one of the first, podcast mediums. Definitely one of the most successful ones early on. Technology is phenomenal. We're looking forward to our November start date. This week we're just basically doing a couple of test runs, So if you're hearing me ramble on today, it's basically just a practice run, a test run, just to see how things are working with the system and making sure, you know, I'll listen back to this recording, make sure it comes out okay. I'm trying to change my vocabulary a little bit as far as the interruptions or the whatever. But I do appreciate if you did tune in today, that taking the time out of your busy schedule to just listen to me. If you want to check out our website, you could do that. For some reason, if you decide you want to, you need a consulting or need a voiceover, feel free to visit our website. You can do that at viralvoiceovers.com. You can also visit us Twitter at viralvoiceovers. You can also, there's a bunch of things you could do. We have Facebooks. We're going to actually give you a bunch of information. Our website's going to be updated, including have information about the Blog Talk Radio shows and stuff. We've done this off and on for the last several years. Actually, I was in mainstream radio, started my first show back in, and I don't know if you call it mainstream, but the first one, but back in the early 90s, did a overnight show once a week, and then I went and did a Saturday show for about several months. And both of those mediums, I was on actually a powerful radio station. Then I went over to working for a guy who was a Southern Gospel gentleman, and we did basically a gospel hour, and we were able to syndicate that show in short order. And this is all, mind you, this is all non-internet stuff for the most part. I mean, even all my recordings for those shows for the Southern Gospel, I FedExed to people out of state, even in state, and it was all on cassette tape, believe it or not. And I used a four tracker to do other recordings. I'm going to talk about a lot of this stuff over time. I definitely want to tell my story. I'm actually in the process of writing a book as well about some other things. And so, like I said, we've got a pretty big agenda set up for 2016. So we're looking forward to that and sharing our story and helping other people succeed in the online business. If you want to check out our website, like I said, at viralvoiceovers.com, there's a form there if you want to fill that out. We'll be glad to get back in touch with you. We're here to help you succeed and get your social media back up and running properly. We've done social media management for several years, and it's a pretty exciting thing. So many people that are doing it now. That's for sure. But like, if you're a business person yourself, you're busy, you know, time. Get someone like myself or anyone out there that knows how to do social media, and they can do social media management for you, which means that basically either on a weekly basis or once a day or every other couple of days, depends on what service you pay for. They actually will go in there and post for you, and actually, if you want, even remove any negative comments about yourself. I mean, it's all good to be for people to give their opinions about you. Sometimes people out there get a little bit not too nice, but for the most part, that's what the social media manager does for you. They get their word out there for you, keep you out there in forefront. Like, as if you were posting the social media or the updates yourself, and then you get social media marketing, which kind of is along the same line for the most part, but it's more focused on marketing and getting your name out there, making you having you get more hits to your website, or having people come to your blog. Blog is the most important thing. Whatever you're doing on a daily basis, you can do a daily blog, and if it's a couple of, you know, I mean, my recommendation, do a couple of paragraphs. You know, don't do two sentences. If that's all you got, that's fine. I'm speaking today at so-and-so, and here's the address, or here's the website. Here's my link to my Twitter account. Anything like that is fine. But for the most part, if you want to just think about some subject that has, maybe you're driving to the store, the doctor's appointment or whatever, and you've seen a tree that was turning colors. Well, you could turn that whole thing into a little story, right? A couple paragraphs later, boom, and then at the very bottom of your blog, you have the author of this blog is Robert J. and his website. You can reach him at Twitter at Viral Voiceovers, or visit his website at viralvoiceovers.com, etc. But most part, you want to write a blog about information. You're giving information to somebody and you're providing a service is what you're doing. And at the very end of your blog, then you get your creds. You get your credits right there. You don't want to put that in the middle too much. And you don't want to sound too salesy either, you know. Please buy my product. You know, that's the worst thing. They don't want to beg. It's basically just provide information. That's what blogs generally do. You provide information, and then you're able to get benefited by, at the very end with your credits. And with that, it actually gets you out there, too, in the search engines and stuff like that. Gets you, the more you do, I highly recommend, the more you do, the better off you're going to be. What you can do also, I have a blog service, and I highly recommend you using this. I've been involved with this company for 3.5 years. We've evolved from different things, but for the most part, for the last year and a half or so, we've been a blog, and it's not just a blog, but we've done so many other things. If you're just getting online and you want to build your internet business, check out my website at consumerview.com. It's consumerview.com. Consumer View, actually, the last three letters of VUE, actually was something that I was thinking about a website, something we can do years ago, and the name, actually, the end part of it, we had a Saturn View, and that's the reason why it's View. It's being fancy, I guess. It would have been better to do Consumer View, VIEW, but we just went with Consumer View. It's a family thing, and it stayed, and we've had that service or the domain for about 10 years now. Consumer, basically, this is it. It's perfect Consumer View. And my whole premise is to get people to, as consumers, to take a look at something and see if it's something they can be blessed with and benefit by visiting our website and viewing as a consumer. Whether it be at the time when it first came out was they can actually read advertisements and get paid for it. That was the whole idea initially. Now, of course, with technology evolving and things of that nature, we've got a partner that one of my mentors online who actually started his own company that just took it not one step further, but took it into the next millennium. I mean, into like a 2.5. I mean, it's just amazing. I'm going to cover all that information as well. But if you want to go to consumerview.com, you can see, and actually, it's free sign up. If you wanted to take a look around, but I recommend it because this training we've got there for you on the social medias. We've got it's endless, really. To be honest with you, the gentleman who put it together, David Curtis, did a great job as far as anybody who's a newbie or even somebody who's been online for a while and want to get into blogging. This is a great training course for you. And like I said, it's not just blogging, it's a whole lot more. So check that out as well. All right, so I'm trying to think if there's anything else I can ramble on about today. If you have any critiquing, if you want to share, feel free. Please go ahead and do that. You can just visit my website and if you want to put in comments. That's fine. I totally welcome it. I won't be offended or whatever. I just want to make sure to get this thing down correctly so I can actually provide a great service for everyone. Anyway, with that, I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close out the call. Do appreciate you tuning in today. This is Robert J. at Viral Voiceovers. That's my Twitter, @ Viral Voiceovers. Of course, you can visit our website at viralvoiceovers.com. Have yourself a great day. Talk to you again soon.